Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. Happy holidays. It is January 1st, 2015, New Year's Day, and here we go. The Pack Evolution has begun, and this is the first Pack Radio show of 2015. Holy cow, it is go time. I am ready for 2015, and I am excited for what it's going to bring. And I'm excited to share it with all of you. And the Pack Evolution is moving forward. And so, as I reflect back on 2014, and I see what has happened just in the last 6 months, and the growth and expansion that has happened in my life, and I see how far I've come in my own journey, and how powerful, and how much I have evolved. I just feel overwhelmed and so blessed, so appreciative of my coach and mentors. And I'm so appreciative of the journey that I have been able to go through and the things that I've been able to see differently, the way that I've been able to evolve and start to control my life, to start to have it all, a better body, a better spirituality, and deeper connection with God. Better marriage with my wife, and a better business so I can start moving my life forward. Feel so honored and so blessed to have the opportunity and have the calling that I have in life, to feel what I feel like or what I know I've been called to do. And that is to help others and to coach others to evolve in their own life. To lead a pack, to lead and create evolution within others. 2014 year, and it has been only the beginning, still in the beginning, but now 2015 and what it brings for the Pack Evolution. No one sees coming. And I can promise you that you will want to be a part of the Pack Evolution because it's going to be huge. 2016, holy smokes. Powerful things are coming, and I know it because I am so committed to having the life that I want, and I am so committed to all of you. And I know that there's no going back. And there's only up. That is the only direction that I am going to go in. Will I still have up and downs? Yes, I'm absolutely human just like everyone else. So vulnerable to failure. And I love it. What a wonderful blessing and opportunity we have in life to fail. And to learn. To grow and expand. I embrace every second and every minute of my life because I'm present and I am committed to what I want. So 2015 is all about the evolution and the Pack Evolution to move forward. So that being said, I wanted to start this Pack Radio. I wanted to start it off today. Talking about the evolution in you. Because now that it is the new year, everyone has been posting in their social media, embrace the new you. I am so excited for 2015. Can't wait to see what it brings. And all of this New Year stuff that comes out every year. My question, and what I would have you consider, is in 2014, did you evolve? This last year, did you evolve? Now I get it. People are going to say, well, Matt, I went through a lot of hard times, and those things taught me a lot, and I grow, and I definitely don't feel like I'm a different person. Well, that's fine. That's good. We all go through hard times, and here's what I want you to understand, is that there is a difference between growing and evolution. There's a difference between someone just going through a hard time, and there's a difference between someone who chooses to evolve. See, the most of us are living by this belief that, well, I don't know because I can't predict the future. So it causes us to come from this place of scarcity in our lives, and we start to react. We can't anticipate the future because the only way that we know how to live our lives is by reacting. So we continue to live our lives in this place of scarcity, and we wait to see what 2015 brings, and then we react to whatever life brings us. Well, what I know is that that will never get me what I want. That will always have me living in a place of scarcity, and I will always be stressed. I will always be trying to figure out what it is that I want and never truly having the happiness and life that I want. I will never have the body that I want. I would never have the relationship with my wife and my family and my loved ones that I want. I will never have the business that I want. I would never have the spirituality that I want because I'm always reacting. I'm always waiting till life forces me to tell me what I need. So it's really not what I want. It's what my life wants. It's what my life wants me to have because it forces me to grow or it forces me to evolve. So we're always in this place of stress and just trying to figure out, I just don't get it. And you always hear this, is life is hard. And I would just have you consider it's hard because it's never what you truly want. No one wants to have a poor, out-of-shape body. No one wants to have a lost sense of inner being and where they stand and the life's purpose. No one wants to have broken relationships with their loved ones, to feel all alone, to have divorce, to have abandonment from kids. No one wants to have a poor business, low income. No one wants all of these things. But if you continue to wait, if you continue to be forced to change, then these are all the things that you will lose. And see, we get so scared because when we're forced, we start seeing that if I don't change, I'm going to lose it. If I don't change, I'm going to lose everything. I'm going to lose everything. And we come from this place of scarcity. So what I want you to see with all of this is that if you don't choose to evolve, if you don't change the way that you're being right now in your own life, today, and you don't stay committed to that, to doing the work, if you don't stay committed to having what you want, you will come from a place of scarcity. You will be scared and you will be broke. You will be out of shape, left with broken relationships, a lost sense in connection with God and who you are and what your purpose here on life is. Those who react will lose. Those who anticipate will win. This is in a book that I'm actually reading right now with Tony Robbins. One thing that he says is losers react, leaders anticipate. Think about that. Losers react, and leaders can anticipate. This is huge for me because everyone's always wanting to predict the future. Well, you can. You can know the future. Just most aren't willing to do what it takes to have it. Most aren't willing to pay the price to have what they want. There will be a price that you must pay to have what you want. And evolution does not come free. For what you want, it will not be free. There will always be a price that you must pay. There will always be something that you must let go of in order to have more. And it will be hard. It will test you. And it will push you to your limits. And it has to happen. Well, why? Why does this have to happen? Because for what you want, you must evolve. For what you want, you must expand your capacity. You must become more. If you want more, you have to be more. The way that you choose to be in life, if you choose to be weak, if you choose to play the victim card and you choose to say, oh, woe is me, I can never have the life that I want. I can never really truly be the new me. And you play that victim card, you're right. You will never have the life that you want. You will never have it all. If you are not willing to pay the price, if you are not willing to do the work, you will not have it. It will not be yours. So what I want you to consider is in 2015, what is it that you truly want? In 2015, what is it that you want in your life? If you're one of those people who have said and you've already declared 2015 is time for the new me, I will be a better new me. What does that truly mean? What does that truly look like? What does a new you truly look like? I would have you consider that if you are not clear about the outcomes that you want in your life for 2015, you will not have it. For your body, your being, your balance, and your business, if you are not clear about all of those outcomes and what you truly want for 2015, you will not have it. You will continue to run your stories. You will continue to put it off, to buy into your stories, you will continue to fail. And you will stay the way that you are unless life forces you to change. That's when you go through the hard times where you're thinking, why does everything bad keep happening to me? Why is my life so hard? And I would just have you consider it is simply because you have not evolved. It is simply because you have chosen to stay the way that you are. What I would have you consider is that if you don't choose to get clear about what you want, and you don't choose to change, life will force you. Again, it'll always come back to that. Life will force you. And at that point, you have a choice to do the work, or you have a choice to lay down and, well, die. people are suffering. We want to pretend like everything is all hunky-dory and that the new you will just happen because you'll just be positive. Well, an evolution has to happen within you and outside of you. An evolution happens internally and externally. It cannot just happen in one place. In order for you to truly start seeing your life different and seeing yourself differently, you must evolve internally and externally. Get clear on what it is that you want to create in 2015. Get clear about what being healthier really looks like. Is it really that you just want to lose 10 pounds? If it is, why? What will 10 pounds give you in 2015? And if you struggle all year to lose 10 pounds, I would have you consider that you are being weak and that you are not willing and not committed enough to your goal. 10 pounds is like 1 month. So losing 10 pounds, what will that truly bring to you in your life? Why do you want it? Why would that be so important to you in your being, with your spirituality? What are you going to do? Like, what in 2015 are you going to do to gain more spirituality? And why? Why is that so important to you? Why is having a deeper connection with a higher power or knowing your purpose here on earth, why would that be so important to you? In your relationships, why? What do you want with your spouse, your kids? What is it that you want? You want a better relationship, a better marriage? You want a better, stronger relationship with your kids? Well, what does that look like? Why is that so important to you? And how are you going to accomplish this? To a point where it's a measurable goal, where you can simply say at the end of year, when 2016, December 31st comes, you can look at it and you can say, did I do it or did I not? Will you be able to look at yourself and say that I truly did this or I truly did not? I truly have more or I don't. In your business, you want a better business. Well, what does that mean? How much more do you need to bring in income-wise to have a better business? What does that look like? You better be so clear that it will be yes or no by the end of 2015. And that a year from now, you can say, I did it. A year from today, 2016, you will say, I accomplished everything that I set out to do in 2015. I am a different person. I have evolved. For what I wanted, it stretched me, it pushed me, and it forced me to evolve. Will you be able to look a year from now? Will you be able to look back and say, yes, I have evolved? Or will you still say, I am the same person that I was in 2014, still trying to figure it all out, still trying to figure out my life? An evolution must take place every single day as you learn to extract lessons from your day-to-day life, as you learn to see your world differently, as you learn to view yourself differently. An evolution must happen every single day. An evolution is something that is ongoing. We grow every single day. Why is it that I go to the gym every single day? Because if I want my muscles to grow, I have to use them every single day. I have to stretch them. I have to expand their capacity and push their limits so that they will grow. I have to stimulate them every single day in order for them to grow. So, internally, I expand. Externally, I expand. For you in 2015, my call to you is to choose today and get clear on the outcomes that you want for 2015. You can call them New Year's resolution, but for me, it's just an outcome that I want. This is not a resolution. This is what I want. It is what I want my life to be. This is how I have it all. 2015 will be so clear for me. And at the end of 2015, I will be able to look back and I will be able to say, yes, I did, or no, I did not. There will be no arguing, no disputing whether I did it. There will be no gray area on whether I hit my marks or not. I will know that I have evolved because I will choose to evolve every single day and compound upon compound upon compound. It is inevitable that I will evolve. I will not be, a year from now, I will not be the same person. I will have more power in my life. And I will have more in my life. Because I choose to have it. For what you want in your life, it is a choice. It is a simple choice that you must wake up every single day. When you get out of the bed, you start making the choice of what do I want. I declared it. I saw it. I said it. What do I want? But if you are not clear about the outcomes that you want for 2015, it will make you getting out of bed that much harder. You will not have a purpose. You will not know why you should accomplish the things that you want. And you will stay where you are. You will neglect your body. You will neglect your spirituality. You will neglect your relationships. And you will neglect your business. You will continue to suffer. And you will continue to go through pain and misery. And you will continue to try to figure out the answers. And the simple answer for you is just to do the work. To get clear on what it is that you want. Your family depends on you. Your business depends on you. God depends on you. And most of all, you depend on you. This is for you. No one else. 2015, yep, this sounds a little bit different, a little bit off, but be selfish. For once in your life, be selfish. Do more for you this year. And why do I say that? Because if you take care of you and you choose to evolve, then everything else around you will evolve. This is about creating your life. You cannot go create life for someone else. You must choose to create your own life so that everything around you will begin to evolve. See, the pack evolution is about those who are choosing to evolve every single day. The pack evolution is those who want more, who refuse to become sedated in our lives. Because today's society, they want to become sedated. They want to pretend like they have it all. And the reality is that they don't. The reality is that their marriage and their relationships are suffering. The reality is that their bank accounts are running dry. The reality is that their spirituality is suffering. And the reality of it is they are suffering. Scared, worried, unsure, and completely defeated. Wondering how in the hell did I get here? How in the hell did my life get so bad? Maybe you're not there to that point. Maybe you're not that low. But I would have you consider that if you don't choose to evolve every single day, if you continue to sedate yourself and pretend like all is well and all will be well, and that you don't have to evolve, and that this message isn't for you, you will be naive. And you will be humbled. Life will hit you. And it will teach you that if you continue to sedate, that life will win the battle. It is not a matter of if. It is a matter of when. You must understand that your life and that you cannot afford to stay sedated. That you must choose to wake up. 2015 should be your awakening. 2015 should be your evolution. If you want to be a new you. And I know that at this point, I've kicked the horse over and over and over and over again. But this is what you need to hear. For your new year, for you to truly become the new you, this is what you need to hear. And until you understand, until you truly get that you need to evolve, and the importance of you choosing to evolve every single day. Until you get that, I will not stop preaching my message of the pack evolution and how crucial it is for you to evolve. Because I've been there. I've been sedated. I know what it's like to live in my lives, to pretend like everything is okay, to pretend like I am fine. I've been where you have been. My awakening was 2014. 2015, it's game on. This is where it truly happens. This is where all the work in 2014 has paid off. I've been through my pain and suffering, will continue to find pains and suffering, and continue to grow and expand my life. Because I choose to evolve every single day. I choose to find my weaknesses. So if you're ready to evolve, then I encourage you to go to www.fitforevolution.com. Fit4evolution.com. Let's have a discussion. And let's get you evolved. I love you all. I'll be back next Thursday. Leader of the pack, I'm out.